There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 53 of the Tabernacle, a place of atonement. Alan Mosley once said, "Atonement for sin through sacrifice is God's answer to the tension between his justice and mercy. God expressed his justice against sin in the death of the sacrifice, and God expressed his mercy to the sinner by allowing the sacrifice to substitute for the sinner." Our text today is Leviticus 16, verses 11 through 17. "Aaron shall present the bull as a sin offering for himself, and shall make atonement for himself and for his house. He shall kill the bull as a sin offering for himself, and he shall take a censer full of coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of sweet incense beaten small. And he shall bring it inside the veil, and put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is over the testimony, so that he does not die. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the front of the mercy seat on the east side. And in front of the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger 7 times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the veil, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it over the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. Thus he shall make atonement in the holy place because of the uncleanness of the people of Israel and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which dwells with them in the midst of their uncleanness." Alan Mosley, in his commentary on Leviticus, shares the importance of the atonement mentioned in Leviticus 16, verses 11 through 17. Would God give up on his people as a result of their sin? Would he lower his standard of holiness and expect less of them? Would he consider his covenant with them as broken forever? Instead of responding in such ways, God graciously gave his people a system of sacrifices that would atone for their sin so they could be reconciled to him and continue a relationship with him. God also ordered that on one day every year, the high priest would offer special sacrifices for the people, for himself, and for the tabernacle. That was the Day of Atonement described in Leviticus chapter 16. Some commentators have referred to the 16th chapter of Leviticus as the central chapter of the book. Chapters 1 through 15 describe laws for sacrifices and purity, and chapters 17 through 27 describe the holy living that God required of his people. Chapter 16 stands in the middle of those two divisions of Leviticus, and it describes the holiest day of the year for God's people of the Old Covenant. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would take blood from the sacrifice and sprinkle it on the mercy seat. You can see Leviticus 16, verses 15 through 17. Thus, the mercy seat was extremely important in the Jewish sacrificial system because it was the actual place where sin was atoned for and taken away. That is why the mercy seat was also known as the atonement cover. The New Testament word for mercy is hilasterion, which is the same word used for propitiation in Romans 3:25. Notice its use in context. This is from Romans 3, verses 23 through the beginning of verse 25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. The mercy seat is a place of atonement. The cherubim are facing each other and looking downward on the mercy seat. So what are they looking for on the Day of Atonement? They are looking for the blood of the sacrifice of a spotless lamb. The blood of the sacrifice placed on the mercy seat satisfied God's requirement and turned away God's wrath. Scripture says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. That's from Hebrews 9:22. Likewise, the blood of Jesus Christ's death on the cross satisfied God's law and provided our salvation. Notice the similar use of the word propitiation found in John's epistle. This is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. He, Jesus, is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. So Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus is the mercy seat for the sins of the whole world. When He finished His work and sat down next to the Father, the blood of the sacrificial death brought mercy to our lives. He paid the debt for our sins so that God could forgive us. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Old Testament. How significant is it that the same word translated as propitiation in Romans 3:25 and 1 John 2:2 is used in the Old Testament for mercy seat in the Septuagint? How does the Day of Atonement once a year in Jewish history relate to the once and for all sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross? And finally, since the word atonement means to cover, how does God cover what you are willing to uncover when you confess your sins? How do the following verses tie into your answer? From 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.